Well, good evening, Ironman 2024. Let's stand up to our feet and worship the Lord together. Psalm 16:11 says, "In thy presence is fullness of joy." Let's sing to him tonight.
We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory.
There's joy. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord.
Death could buy a sweet redemption. No one till my knees give way. I will lift my voice and shout a grateful song. I will sing until my voice is gone. No other hope, no other hope can make our hearts courageous. Stand up, no other love is earned our full affection.
Come on,
no other God deserves our highest praise. So I raise my hands until my strength has faded, standing on until my knees give way. I will lift my voice and shout of the
exhausted
every single way, with our bodies weak, with our voices strained, you are still the song in us that never ends. We can't help but stand and start it all again. So when we've exhausted every single way, with our
throne of endless glory to a cradle.
Come on, amen, amen. Come on, amen. Hey, there's a lie that says you only celebrate the resurrection once a year. You're celebrating the resurrection tonight. You have a Savior that is alive. Hey, I want you to move around. Let's shake hands. Come on, tell somebody you love them and welcome them here tonight. Will you do that, please? Just say that I am Pastor Clark Bossier. I pastor the Willow Park Baptist Church here, and we are thrilled that you're here. Anything we can do, any way we can help you, any accommodations, any help on anything in a hotel or whatever, we want to try and help you in any way we can. But our church is thrilled that you guys would come and spend tonight, tomorrow morning with us. I'm thrilled now to be able to introduce my friend, Dr. Jimmy Withers. He's the pastor of the Great Aurora Baptist Church. He's been there 30-plus, or he's been doing this 30-plus years, and I want you to put your hands together and thank Brother Jimmy for all that he and his great church do.
Hey, keep those hands going. We appreciate Willow Park Baptist Church. Man, the food was fantastic. Their hospitality is unparalleled. Thank you, the people of Willow Park. Thank you, Clark, and we just are the recipients of your gracious hospitality. Thank you so much. Hey, you're ready for a good evening? Are you glad you're at Iron Men this year? Man, it's been a long time since we met together, and there's been a lot of things take place in the past 12 months, but I'm glad we're back. I'm glad God's meeting with us. I was really surprised that the Lord didn't come back last year, and but maybe 2024 or earlier 2025. I know he's coming back sometime. I know it's going to be soon. And but until then, let's keep being faithful for Jesus Christ. How many of you love Jesus? Say amen. Give him a round of applause. Man, we've got a great lineup tonight. You not only have the great Iron Men praise band leading us in worship, you're going to get to hear one of the great preachers in America, Shane Pruitt. Tomorrow, we have an even more packed lineup. Starts off with Dr. Charles Lowry. Dr. Charles Lowry pastored the Hoffman Baptist Church in New Mexico. Averaged over 10,000 people. He's a great speaker. He's a psychologist, a pastor, a preacher, a humorist. You just can't listen to him and come away blessed. You're gonna be enriched. He starts us off early tomorrow morning. Then we'll have a season of prayer. We have breakout sessions, and they are fantastic. You can get to hear Dr. Charles Lowry again, back to back, right in the sanctuary. Or you can hear Dr. Tim Lee. He's going to be in the dining hall. Or you can hear Dr. Mark Delaglio. He's going to be speaking on mental purity, heart purity. He's going to be talking about one of the great scourges in America, pornography, and how we can be victorious over it. And man, I tell you, it's going to be a great session. Or you can be part of the Lion's Den. There's five pastors going to make up that Lion's Den. your host, Clark Bossier. He's going to head it up, facilitate it. You got Pastor Jimmy McNeil, Pleasant View Baptist Church. You got Pastor Chris Downer, Slayton, in Bible Baptist Church in Slayton. You got Dr. Gary Coleman, 49 and a half years at Levon Drive Baptist Church, over 68 years in the ministry. He's going to be on that panel, and yours truly will be there. You can ask us any questions. Nothing's off limits. And so Clark's going to decide who's going to answer what question. That's the lion's den. That's during the breakout session. Then after all that, we come back in here. Dr. Herb Remis. I heard him preach at the Empower Conference, and he preached the house down. Man, we are blessed to have him. He's going to close us out. It's going to be a great, great weekend. But let me tell you something. Great lineups is not what makes it a great weekend. There's somebody far greater than Shane Pruitt, Dr. Lowry, Tim Lee, Gary Coleman, Herb Revis. It's the Spirit of the living God. When God moves and God speaks to heart, when God's words transforms us, we're renewed. We're revived. We're regenerated. God's got to do that. And that's what Iron Man Conference has been about for the past 30 years. 30 years ago, we had our very first Iron Man Conference at Latham Springs Baptist Encampment in Aquila, Texas. And it's just grown since then. Literally thousands of men have been saved. Their lives have been transformed. Revival has come into the hearts and lives of men. Marriages have been restored. Men have been renewed. There's been healing. There's been salvation. There's been forgiveness. There's been renewal. I've had guys tell me they were just about ready to quit. Quit on life, quit on their family, quit on their marriage. They came to Iron Man and God spoke to them. It's really not God, it's really not Iron Man, it's God speaking at Iron Man that transforms lives. And we expect the same thing today. I don't know what you're here facing. You may be having financial needs. You may be having domestic needs. You may be going through depression, severe depression. You may have physical needs. Last year, my son, Josh, was here. He'd just been diagnosed with stage 3 colon and rectal cancer. And for the past 12 months, he's been battling that. But here at Iron Man, I had a church, had a group of men. I had pastor friends just praying for Josh. And we're glad to say that today, according to the surgeons, according to the oncologists, he's now cancer-free. Josh will be the first to tell you, it's the power of God. It's your prayers. It's God's goodness and grace and mercy that's brought him through this year-long journey. I don't know what your need is, but I know God is here to meet needs. And I want us to do this. I want us to begin Iron Man the best way I know how to begin anything. Get in on our face before God. Humbling ourselves before Almighty God. Pleading with Him to do something in our hearts. Guys, you just didn't come to an event. Make this Iron Man a transformation in your life. The way we do that is fall on our face humbly before God, yielding to Him submitting to His Word, pleading with His Spirit to transform us. So I want us to do this. As many as can, I want us to kneel. Make the chair you're sitting in an altar. And let's just kneel together. And let's just ask God to do something awesome. I want us to ask God to speak to your hearts. Change you by His Spirit. If you're here, you're not born again. You're not saved. If you were to die today, you don't know heaven's your home. I want you to ask God that you would leave this auditorium with the blessed assurance and the joy of salvation ringing in your soul. We're going to pray that you get saved. I want you here this week. God may have been speaking to you about some area of ministry. I want you to yield to that. Ask God to confirm that call, make that call clear. You're here today with marriage problems. You're here to God with sin problems. Humble ourselves before God and pray. Maybe you're here like I am, with just a heart full of gratitude and thanksgiving for answered prayer. Use this time to just give God the glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bow before you. Thank you for this room full of men. God, thank you for these guys, these students, these young men. Their hearts are humbled before you. I pray, oh God, that you'd speak to us. May your word transform us. May your Spirit minister to us. And God, the needs that we have, they're many. And God, sometimes we get into life with We can't fix the problems. You've got to do it. God, show off. Show up. Move mightily in our midst. The best way we know how, we yield to you. We submit to your authority. And we ask and plead for your mercies, your mighty manifestation. God, I pray that tonight men might be saved. I pray tonight people might come to the altar, give their hearts and lives to Jesus. I pray tonight you might call men to your service. I pray tonight that churches would unite together. There might be forgiveness. There might be reconciliation. God, tonight you might be exalted and magnified. We ask these things in the holy and the precious, the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for what you've done in the past, especially in my life, especially in the life of our family. God, thank you for that. And God, we ask and pray that you do a work again, new and fresh. Like old Dr. Jack Howes, he said, we pray for fresh oil. That's new anointing. Be as Shane Pruitt as he preaches tonight. Fill him with your Holy Spirit. Anoint him. Use him mightily. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's men said, God bless you. We love you. It's getting harder and harder to get up, amen. I don't mind getting down for Jesus. It's hard getting back up, man.
Oh, because of your love, our hearts are clean, and we lift you up with songs of freedom. Forever we're changed because of your love. Here we go.
Sing that much again, all the saints.
All the saints and angels, they bow before your throne. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing.
Lay before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. And the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise.
For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
A thousand generations falling down in worship to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all have gone before us, and all who will believe will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. Come on, sing it to Him. Your name is the highest, your name is the greatest, your name stands above them all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, oh, song forever.
Oh,
Holy, holy, holy is the